The fight over light rail in South Phoenix helped derail a vote on the city's budget. Take a listen to part of yesterday's council meeting. This is Mayor Thelda Williams after acknowledging a tie vote.
I think this is the first time we've ever had a budget fail.
And joining me to talk about what happened is KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, was all of this a surprise?
Well, I think most people would say yes. The no votes from fiscal conservatives Jim Waring and Sal DeCicco were expected. And over the past few weeks, Laura Pastor has opposed the budget because she thinks certain constituents were ignored during the hearing process. The surprise vote came from Michael Nowakowski. He cited complaints from residents and business owners who opposed the current light rail extension plan along Central Avenue into South Phoenix.
I want to make sure that this budget reflects all those individuals that I represent in my district.
After a five-hour special meeting on Tuesday to address the South Central extension and then more testimony during yesterday's formal meeting, the council eventually voted to move forward with the project. But the current plan to reduce Central Avenue to two lanes could change as a result of a motion made by Councilman Michael Nowakowski.
Okay, well, how could it change?
The council approved the motion which directs city staff and Valley Metro to come up with an alternative design that keeps four lanes for cars. The motion also called for an independent facilitator to be involved in a comprehensive community engagement process to discuss the full impact, costs, and benefits. Here's Valley Metro CEO Scott Smith.
We will certainly be under a microscope as to how open we are, so we have that charge and we have that that challenge, which we will live up to.
Christina, when you joined us yesterday, you said the plan to cut Central Avenue from four lanes for cars down to two lanes was meant to preserve small businesses.
Yes, according to Valley Metro, one of the main objectives is to preserve the cultural heritage of South Phoenix, which includes many longtime family businesses that are right up against Central Avenue. Scott Smith says if residents really want to keep four lanes, it would require partially or fully tearing down 60 to 80 buildings to make room for light rail. And that, he says, would destroy the character of Central Avenue.
Citizens will have every opportunity to judge what is presented to them, to ask questions, and we will have an open and honest process. And then at the end of the day, if the citizens have decided we want to choose something else than that, we will work to see what we can do to make that happen within the confines of what we've got.
Okay, now how did that go over with light rail opponents?
Not very well. Take a listen to Councilman Sal DeCicco.
This is code for we're about to put together one of the crummiest plans on the planet that you're going to hate, and you're going to be stuck with a bad decision either way. That's exactly what you just heard again, guys. Don't fall for this crap.
Smith says there is a July 31st deadline to enter the engineering phase and keep federal dollars flowing. The six-mile extension is expected to cost close to $1 billion, with federal funds making up nearly $600 million.
So it sounds like they'll move pretty quickly to come up with an alternative design to share with the community and get the feedback. So let's wrap things up where we started, with the city's operating budget. What is going to happen with that?
The council will reconsider the budget at its meeting next week. In a written statement, Mayor Williams said the council must meet the obligation they have to those they serve. She also said residents, businesses, and employees should be assured the city will continue operating and providing services they've come to expect.
And there is much more to cover next week. That was KJZZ's Christina Estes.